Good afternoon, and welcome to this edition of the Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. Today's episode is vaccine choice for West Virginia. Hallelujah! And I'd like to give kudos to our new governor, Patrick Morrisey, for, on his first day in office, signing an executive order that, according to the Equal Protection for Religion Act, gives religious exemptions for vaccines in West Virginia. And that is a big deal, as literally it has been decades West Virginians have been working to get vaccine exemptions. And it seems like, you know, it's gained traction recently, but former Governor Justice vetoed a limited version of that in the fall during a special session. And this has been something that has been needed for forever in West Virginia. So I'd like to look at that a little more closely in this episode. So first, let's have a look at the bill that Governor Morrisey is referring to. That's House Bill 3042. That was passed in 2023. And it's called the Equal Protection for Religion Act. And it says here, exercise of religion means a sincere practice or observance of religion under the rights enumerated in Section 15, Article 3 of the Constitution of the State of West Virginia and the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. It includes the right to act or refuse to act in a manner substantially motivated by a sincerely held religious tenet or belief, whether or not the exercise is compulsory or a central part or requirement of the person's religious tenets or beliefs. Well, if you believe commentators like Hoppy Kirchhoff here, he is not for giving vaccine freedom and religious freedom to West Virginians. He's saying, for instance, here in his editorial, that the fact that only six states don't have religious exemptions, actually I think now it's five, because Mississippi does now have one, that is a negative, it's a positive. That has helped ensure the health of our children. Well, Mr. Kirchhoff, actually, West Virginia is 49th in most of the health indicators, as I pointed out in other shows that I've given. So it's not clear at all how the health of West Virginia children is being positively influenced by receiving vaccinations. And in fact, there have been hundreds of injuries and even deaths from the various vaccinations. This chart, available on urbanlifetraining.org, shows the accumulated serious injuries and deaths from required vaccines in West Virginia. So if you took a low and a high figure, because these figures vary depending, you know, whether you think like the reporting is on the low or high side, there's from annually serious adverse reactions, that means requiring hospitalization, between 95 and 948 every year, and deaths in West Virginia between 10 and 100 deaths from the required vaccines in West Virginia, which you can see here. So when you're talking about the health and safety, you know, that's not a correct statement. According to ICANN, which is Adele Bigtree's organization that's been fighting for vaccine freedom for a long time, and he has visited the state capitol here for the Health Freedom Days, on the heels of restoring the religious exemption to students in Mississippi. By the way, that's the most similar state to West Virginia, because that's one of the originally two states that historically for decades and decades has not allowed religious or conscientious exemptions. ICANN's attorneys, funded by ICANN, filed two lawsuits on behalf of West Virginia parents seeking to obtain religious exemptions to vaccination for their school children. Although both are still inactive litigation, both have already had early successes. In one case, ICANN's attorneys recently won out against the state's attempts to get the case diverted to state court. In the other, ICANN's attorneys won a preliminary injunction that allowed religious couple to continue sending their young, unvaccinated child to a remote school. Absurdly, and this is really interesting in my opinion, West Virginia challenged her attendance even though her schooling program was exclusively online. What the heck? What a dictatorial regime. The executive order recognized these instances, stating that the compulsory immunization law still being used to bar West Virginians with religious objections to vaccines from sending their children to state school was being used, you know, and is being used to keep people from sending their children to school, which is crazy. And nobody ever seemed to figure out that, like, this actually, West Virginians, you know, often the people, different legislators will complain, oh, you know, we need to, you know, get people to stop moving out of West Virginia. Well, it doesn't help any when they don't let you have your freedom of religion and, you know, freedom of conscience and vaccination choice. So more than a few parents have moved out of the state. So hopefully that trend will be reversing now. So this is really a good thing that Governor Morrissey has done. So again, in conclusion, my kudos to Governor Morrissey and for really stepping out and doing the right thing. And yes, that is the right thing to do. Of course, what is more sacred than, of course, your faith, but your ability to control, you know, what substances are injected into your own body and your children's body is right up there. So it's an outrage for the state to say, oh, no, we decide, oh, no, we'll inject it with these vaccines, which, by the way, the Supreme Court has ruled, you know, back in 2011 that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. So it's very disingenuous for former governor Justice and for decades, all the different senators of West Virginia, like Tom Tacubo, he's still there. He's a big fan of rah, 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 big pharma, rah, rah, big vaccines, rah, rah, rah. You know, I wonder, you know, how he's benefiting from those relationships as in his medical practice, whatever. But in any case, I digress. You know, for decades, literally decades, I mean, I've personally been working on this since 2018. That's what, 7 years. But, you know, others have been working on this literally for decades, decades to get religious and or conscientious objections. And every time it's monkey wrench by people with the big pharma industrial complex. So this really shows, you know, Governor Morrissey has his heart in the right place. So thank you, Governor Morrissey. You keep at it and fighting for our freedoms and putting into practice the law as it's, you know, been enacted here, this, you know, Restoration of Religion Act in religious freedom here in West Virginia. And we appreciate it. And it's a great start to your term. And, you know, keep up, you know, fighting for our freedoms. And I just wanted to come out and really share that, you know, and in spite of the naysayers making unfounded claims about how wonderfully healthy West Virginia is not, you know, and how wonderful the health is and everything, which is not true as far as, you know, statistically, you know, now we're really getting on the right track. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you again soon. This is Rich Urban reporting from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Do be blessed, and we'll see you next time.